from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, the AP All-Americans have been released for the preseason in college football. As we get football this weekend, that feels so good to say that. We've made it.
I'm not going to lie. NCAA football, the video game, has
it's gotten you back?
It's gotten me back. Like,
thank you.
People know me for basketball.
Welcome home.
Football was my true love, my first sport that I ever loved. I fell out of it because, one, the Raiders sucked. Two, being overseas, it's just hard. It was hard to watch games.
Yeah.
And basketball was always on, and that's what kind of like really brought me fully into basketball. It was like basketball was on all the time. I could always watch it. But NCAA football has done such an insane job of like bringing me back to football and familiarizing myself with so many players. Yes. It's kind of crazy, like diving into all the different rosters, like not even just like the ones I'm playing. I'm like, oh, I'll take a look at this, take a look at this. And all of a sudden you just start like, you start working down different paths of different teams, and you start understanding their playbooks because, like, stylistically, they're pretty similar to what they run. And they actually have started adding actual plays as the season has progressed. And I'm like, okay. And you start to just kind of understand some strengths and weaknesses of some teams, and
no
and
doubt,
kind of like prevailing thoughts on teams. And we'll talk about Malachi Nelson a little bit, but like, he was looked at as a guy who, in the game, was an up-and-coming kind of a star quarterback, and now he is not a starting quarterback.
No, and we'll have more on that a little bit later, because, boy, that is quite the pivot. But the AP first team All-Americans, well, and second team, have been released. Look, I've said this, watching Ohio State in their spring game, reading up on Ohio State, it looks like the most talented team in college football. They had four first-team All-Americans. Guard Donovan Jackson. Wide receiver Emeka Egbuka, who's from Steilacoom High School up near the Tacoma area. They also had Denzel Burke at corner and safety Caleb Downs, the Alabama transfer. Four first-team All-Americans. For those that are wondering how big the dip for Michigan is going to be, Michigan had three first-team All-Americans preseason.
Well, okay? It's super helpful when you've got the most disruptive defensive tackle in football and the best corner in football.
I would say so. Mason Graham is pretty damn good. Uh-huh. Will Johnson, really good. And then their tight end, also really, really good. Colston Lovelace. All three of those guys as first-team All-Americans. If you're wondering, the first-team All-American quarterback, Carson Beck, Georgia.
I get it, and it's safe and everything. I don't think.
You know, I was starting to do a deep dive on him. Do you know he had the quickest release time in all of college football last year?
Yeah. It popped up as a discussion point between the difference between him and Shador.
2.37 seconds. Ball was out of his hands.
Super helpful when you've got wide receivers that beat everyone everywhere.
I think that that is great. That is, and boy, that is beneficial. But when you have a plethora of those guys, mm-hmm. when you have three of them on the field at all times, one of them being your safety blanket, your rookie, Brock Bowers, sure, that is great. But when you get the ball out that quickly, that is decision-making.
Yeah.
That is process, get ball out, all right, we're on to the next one. That's why people are very high on Carson Beck. And you look at what are we seeing right now in the preseason of the NFL,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, with Bo Nix and his processing power.
Bo Nix, yep. And Jaden Daniels, too. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels, too. And, hell, Caleb Williams, everybody was in awe of his ability to scramble and create. But when it was quick and decisive, Caleb Williams gets the damn ball out very quickly, too. All of these quarterbacks that are thriving in the NFL now, it is, and I was talking about this as training camps are starting, the buzzword you will hear is processing, yeah. processing, processing, processing. And we have heard it to the point where Matt LaFleur wants to probably vomit, just mm-hmm. like a first team wide receiver. Mm-hmm. But processing is exactly what kind of takes you from good to great.
You know what's interesting about that? It almost seems like we are going away from, not necessarily going away from, because the playmakers will always be a thing. But remember, the ability to process and get the ball out was kind of looked at as the game manager.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the preferred style of teams and quarterbacks in general. I think number one, because it's easier to build around a quarterback who just gets the ball out quicker, but also there's more margin for error in that sense.
The game has never been as fast as it mm-hmm. is right now. Whether it is edge rushers and their ability to create that pressure faster, it is how quickly windows close mm-hmm. in the secondary. You've got to be able to get that ball out as fast as possible. And in college, from college to the NFL, that's always kind of been the issue and the hang-up that we see with a lot of the bust quarterbacks.
Yeah, especially
is that
the
they don't know where to go.
Of the RPO stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, offenses, this is, I guess, maybe a little bit towards what we'll talk about later in our hot takes, but the proliferation of the RPO making its way to the NFL in the way that it looks like it's going to, it looks like that's going to be the basis for some teams' entire offenses. And it's very interesting because of those like 1-2-3 immediate checks at the snap and getting through those processes. But the one little thing there that kind of, did you see what happened this weekend? The I formation?
No.
Multiple teams ran out traditional I formation.
Yes, and
with a fullback.
That is,
it was weird.
Well, and that's never going to go away in the NFL. You're going to see it a lot more in college.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you that, because the traditional fullback is not who that guy is.
No.
They are tight ends mm-hmm. where they were using him as the H. And God, the guy I'm spacing out his name, was a tight end in Washington, Cooley.
Yeah.
He was like the first one. They're like, this guy's a blocker and a receiver.
Yeah,
like,
what's his name? Dallas for the Colts. Clark.
Dallas Clark.
Same thing.
But Chris Cooley was that first guy that mm-hmm. was like, oh my God, this guy is, he runs like a receiver, but can block like a tight end. They are now moving those guys into the backfield mm-hmm. because what you can do is you start him in center of formation. You can create leverage on either side of the formation at that point. And offensive coordinators are getting wise to it, because now as teams load the box on the inside, you can have an RPO game and still have a traditional run. Usually it used to be, all right, what we will do is we have to have the back offset to the side. You have to be in the gun. And now quarterbacks have tightened up the pre-snap reads to a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the numbers game. If the numbers are there, we'll throw the ball and use it as an extension of our run game. But if we can create numbers in the backfield with a fullback, we'll go ahead and do that, and we can have balance either way.
Mm-hmm.
We will see more and more tight ends as we go through college and the NFL. And I think I'm so excited to see more I formation mm-hmm. back. I'm so excited to see, you know, we'll look at it and we'll call it. You'll hear a lot of 22 or 21 personnel. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake about it. The second back in the backfield is a tight end.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They will be able to throw the ball too.
There'll be one team that has a more traditional fullback, and it'll be fun.
Yeah,
bring back the cowboy collar.
You know who has really open this up in the NFL, too, because it's copycat league. What's the most dominant offense in the league right now?
49ers.
Yeah. Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk is, like, going to be the poster boy of the guy who can use his head as a battering ram and then have the ability to catch a ball out of the backfield.
Yes.
Run. Like, and this is the thing, is that you can run, if you don't know, the rail route with a running back who... He comes out of the backfield and kind of runs off the hip of the tackle and goes up the seam a little bit.
Yeah.
You've seen that with San Francisco's offense. Mm-hmm. You got a fullback that can do it. You can have a play action fake and still run a rail route. Mm-hmm. Ooh, offensive coordinators love that. Mm-hmm. They absolutely love that. So I don't know how we got there, but the AP All-American list.
Three ducks. I was literally just saying, three ducks made the All-American team. I squirreled hard, sorry.
On the second team, Dylan Gabriel, a quarterback, wide receiver, Tez Johnson, and then right tackle, Ajani Cornelius, getting second team All-American honors, which is pretty awesome. And look, the bookends for Oregon are going to be really damn good when you have Josh Connerly and Ajani Cornelius. Those are two really good bookends to have, and they take a lot of ease and pressure off of what this offense is doing. But Cornelius is a guy that he's going to be special. He's going to be a mauler on the outside.
In case you're wondering, yes, Georgia and Alabama dominate the first and second team lists on the offensive line.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
But that has not changed. Nope. I am telling everybody that will listen, I have been saying this for months, Jalen Milroe and Kalen DeBoer are going to kill defenses this year because he's going to have time. Their offensive line is really good. Mm-hmm. This isn't an Alabama team that's one of the deepest that there's ever been. Alabama is going to be so damn good this year.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to crush teams.
Yes, they may have lost the second best defensive back in college football to Ohio State, but still.
It's okay. They'll
be fine.
They're going to be okay. But three ducks coming in on that second team. Dylan Gabriel, Tez Johnson, Ajani Cornelius, all of them on the offensive side of the football.
Are you surprised it was Tez over Evan Stewart?
No. Not one bit. Okay. Because preseason accolades go to guys that have done it, and you look at the back half, especially of Tez's season last year. He was incredible. You know, Fiesta Bowl MVP. That seems that's a pretty good one to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, throw out there is Fiesta Bowl MVP. It's not bad. It's a nice little or offensive MVP because Jeffrey Bosa was a defensive. He's a cheat code and a little toy that they can use back there. I mean, I was talking about him in the preseason last year for Oregon, where he was that name that just kept popping up over and over and over again. It was, watch out for this dude. He is special. He is twitchy. And he's going to rack up a lot of yards this year. But Evan Stewart, as the season goes on, we'll learn a whole lot about number 7 for the Oregon Ducks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.